At the same time, President Trump's being forced to talk more about Russian attempts to stick their noses in our elections.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
Yeah, we are learning that Russian hackers had an Arizona connection. We already talked about how Russia tried to gather your personal info via a state voting system, but they weren't looking to change your vote. They were looking to change your bank account. The new Arizona connection we're learning about, however, relates directly to Russian attempts to manipulate the election. Using a complex Bitcoin financing operation, prosecutors say Russian hacking units created and managed a hacking tool called X-Agent. That software allowed them to monitor activity on computers, steal passwords, capture each keystroke on infected computers, and even take screenshots, including one where an employee was looking at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee's online banking information. And the software transmitted that information from the infected computers to a computer server that Russian agents leased, wait for it, right here in Arizona. They used a computer overseas to act as what's known as a middle server to hide the connection between the Democratic Party computers and the Arizona servers. Yeah, that's really it. That's as far as the Arizona connection goes. Some of the computer servers that Russians used to hack the Democrats were located in Arizona. The only other Arizona connection I could find is that alleged Russian agent Maria Butina, the one who was just indicted this week, actually visited the Grand Canyon. It's true. I saw a picture of it. This may all seem like a stretch, but maybe I'm just trying to find any angle to make us care about what Russia did to us in 2016. Or,
just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
At least make us care more than the president appears to.